This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has accepted the Democratic Party nomination for president, promising to be what he called an ally of the light and someone who would unite the nation. Speaking to a virtual audience because of the coronavirus pandemic last week, Biden said, quote, "I give my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. Make no mistake," he said, "united we can and will overcome this season of darkness in America." The 77-year-old Biden spoke of returning the United States to its traditional leadership role in the world in a speech designed to present a sharp yet hopeful contrast with President Donald Trump. Biden focused on helping Americans deal with the COVID-19 crisis and its related economic damage. He talked about a national awakening on racial justice and what Democrats portray as the chaos of the Trump presidency. And so the stage is set for a November 3rd re-election as President Trump makes a bid for a second term, with Joe Biden intent on shutting it down. Next week, the Republican Party will renominate President Trump. That convention, too, will be a shadow of what once was planned, given the pandemic. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has so far lost more than 174,000 lives to COVID, with a case count approaching 5.6 million. The next three worst-hit nations, Brazil, Mexico, and India, between them, have recorded more than 250,000 lives lost. Their combined cases, almost 34 million. Worldwide numbers, nearly 23 million infections, and a death toll now topping 794,000. Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny remains in a coma at a hospital in Siberia, where Russian doctors say they have found no sign he was poisoned. Meanwhile, allies say the Kremlin is blocking a medical evacuation to Germany, insisting that puts Navalny's life in mortal danger because the hospital treating him is under-equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny is a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin.